Blog Talk Radio.
And away we go.
People see me walking down the street, they all run and hide. I used to take it personally, now I take it in stride. I got nothing against no one, I wouldn't hurt a fly. Think I'm mean, and here's why. Here's why.
It's Sunday Night Advocate, August 26th, episode 13 of the Pitbull Advocate. My name is Dogfather. How you doing, Diane?
I'm doing good. My name is Diane, and I want to tell everybody happy National Dog Day, although I don't really think we should have one day. I think every day should be Dog Day.
Absolutely. Hey, what do we got going on tonight?
Oh, we got Lynette Warner Lassiter was scheduled. She's unavailable, so we have Michelle Bell. Topic is Marcus Vick and Michael Vick and what they're up to now.
All right, and the big question, advocates, is Marcus Vick still fighting dogs? Keep in mind that the we throw this out here time again, that the views expressed by the guests of the Pitbull Advocate are not necessarily those of the Pitbull Advocate. Got to throw it out there from time to time. But all right, thank you, Dosha. Speaking of Dosha, Joe Frazier, who is the other one of our other co-hosts here on the Pitbull Advocate, is. We hope he's going to come in later tonight. Again, he's got a lot going on. He runs a rescue out there in Oregon, Love a Pit Rescue, so we know how busy they can get out there. So, hey, Joe, we hope you can join us here real soon in the studio. So looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to this show tonight, Diane. There's a lot of... A lot of controversy on this, and we're going to let Michelle kind of take the lead on that. But right now, I want to throw some shout-outs, if I may, of course, out there to Debbie Pitbull Dahmer, host of Voices Carry for Animals. She's got a show here on Blog Talk. You can look them up, and also look them up on Facebook. They've got a page going on over there, and also to everybody at Paws Cause Radio. We're in this together. Debbie's really really been pushing us out there. We really appreciate everything she's done for the Pitbull Advocate.
Yeah, she's been great.
We're all in this together. And she does it all over there, Advocates. She's we're right here in the realm of the Pitbull type dog and that. But she really goes all out and does a whole lot of things going on there, on her show. So check them out. Check her out. She's had Dahlia Kanes and plenty of other Pitbull Advocates on there, and we really appreciate that. Hey, Diane, are you familiar with Stand Up for Pits Foundation?
Well, no, I never heard of that.
No, you got to check it out. Stand Up for Pits was started by comedian Rebecca Corey, and they travel around and they put on these big comedy shows, and the proceeds benefit the Stand Up for Pits Foundation. Really great group out there speaking out and fighting against the injustice and the breed specific laws and the bans and so on. But they are going to be Friday, September 4th, they're going to be at the Majestic in Detroit, Michigan, 4 p.m. Check them out. This is, we're waiting for them to come here to Arizona, because I'd love to check that out. They've got a Facebook page, facebook.com. Yeah, facebook.com/ Stand Up for Pitts Foundation, facebook.com/ Stand Up for Pitts Foundation. Great stuff going on. A lot of laughs. Go have a good time. Support them. Support the Pit Bulls. And, you know, like I say, we're waiting for them to come out here to Arizona. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So,
yeah, that'd be awesome.
We do have, a store up at Cafe Press. We're selling some T-shirts, mugs, coffee mugs, drinking glasses, etc. All sorts of things over there. CafePress.com/ The Pit Bull Advocate. CafePress.com/ The Pit Bull Advocate. This is so, you know, instead of just kind of, we want to get that 2-hour show, so we're going to, whatever we get out of the store, we're going to go put forward so we can afford to get up our 2-hour show and bring you some more, you know, in-depth, deeper conversations, because at 30 minutes, we really tend to lose a little bit of time. Goes really quick out here, doesn't it?
It does.
So, I'm pretty sure. Hey, Michael Cross, buddy, where are you at? Tune in. We really want to hear from you. I hope you're doing well. And speaking of calling in, 929-477-2860 is our call-in number. 477-2860. I think I've about said enough here. Diane, are you ready to bring Michelle on and get the show started?
Yeah, I'm ready. Welcome, Michelle. Glad to be here.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Pitbull Advocate, Michelle.
It's great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming in
on short notice.
Yeah, give Lynette our best. I hope everything's okay with her. We hope to hear from her soon. But in the meantime, tonight we want to know, this is all over social media, Advocates. Just to make clear that we're not, we got a lot of questions, Michelle.
Lots of questions.
What is out there on if his advocates, if you don't know, Marcus Vick is the brother of Mike Vick.
Correct.
But this show isn't necessarily about Mike. We're talking about Marcus. What are some of the things out there that have led you to believe, looks like Joe's here. How you doing, Joe? All right. Hey, we're here with Michelle Bell. We got her some questions now, so hang tight. And I know you got some questions going on there real quick. So, Michelle, what led the group to start wanting to speak about the stuff that Marcus Vick specifically is posting through social media? That led you to believe that there may be a continued involvement in dogfighting?
Well, just with him having a Facebook page in general, having it out there, he's looking for some kind of attention from it. And I think he's getting it. And he's never confessed that, he hasn't quit doing anything. All the attention was on his brother, so he's been in the background all this time. And dogfighting, we will never be able to completely put a stop to it, no matter how hard we try. And it's a continuous fight every day trying to get these people to stop doing this with these dogs.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
What are some of the things he's posting? I've looked at this page, and you don't have to get a friend request approved. You don't need to get, it's just his personal page, and yet it's left open to the public for anyone to view. Just in my opinion, if a person was involved in that sort of activity, why you would leave yourself wide open to something like this. I'm sure there are things that you, and I've read some of these comments, you know, that he's posted about some of these dogs that he's had there, that to me leads me to, you know, to have this come to these to bring these questions up, you know, to make me suspect what might be going on. Do you have anything there that really kind of made you yourself personally kind of sit back and going, what is he talking about? Is that, you know, these are, you know, my boy, I don't even have anything specific. Is there anything that you have there that kind of makes you lead to that he is actually fighting and maybe just kind of being so
unless I've seen it with my own two eyes, I can't say for sure nothing. But just with him having it out there, I mean, why else would he have it out there if he, you know, why would he be wanting to breed specific dogs and training them the way that they want them trained if he wasn't doing something?
Yeah, he admits to breeding, and he openly sells them. Says, hey, I'm going to have
a litter
ready in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, these
Advocates, we really want to hear from you about this. We really want to hear your comments and questions and see what you've got to say about this. Again, 929-477-2860 is our call-in. We're still trying to figure out this whole chat thing. We're getting that. I'm having some issues on this. Joe, have you been able to pull up the chat room?
I have the chat open.
Okay. Have we got any activity in the chat? Anybody shooting questions or anything that you see?
Nothing in the chat right now.
All right. But keep in mind, if you don't want to call, shoot, drop us your questions or comments in the chat room. And if you scroll down the page there where you're listening, you'll come across that, and it's right there. So please join us in there. You know, we really want you to be a part of the show. That's why we're doing it. We're doing it for you. We're doing it for the dogs. So do it all for you. Michelle, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Is there anything that, I mean, this guy would obviously sell his dogs probably just about anyone. It's just, you know, my personal opinion on there. What are the possibilities? I mean, I'm thinking they're probably pretty high that these dogs, maybe he's not in the game, so to speak, but maybe he is actually supplying dogs to dog fighters. I mean, that in itself.
That's what I'm saying. You know, why would he be breeding these dogs if there's a reason why he's breeding these dogs? There's thousands of dogs out there. There's pit bulls and the pit bulls, what they're using and how they breed these specific pit bulls. I mean, they're breeding them for a reason. It's not just for to have that breed. There's no reason to have that other than to train that breed to fight. I mean, we're not talking about just our regular little Petey off the little rascal pit bull. You know, we're talking about they're specifically breeding these dogs with the bloodlines that they have for fighting these dogs to make some lazy ass money. And I mean, you know, this, it's a hobby for them. It's like, you know, somebody with a gambling problem, or they, and in their mind, they think they're fine. They really think they love these animals in their own mind. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of a sickness too, you know. I mean, any grown person in their right mind would not want to see that kind of violence.
Right.
I agree with that.
I look at some of these images he has of the dogs that he's posting, and these are very broad-chested, very, very muscular dogs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Joe,
These dogs aren't off the little rascals.
No, but where I'm going is, when I was working in rescue in California, we had gotten a dog that had came from a dog fighter in Stockton, California, and the build of these game bred dogs are much different than what Marcus Vick is breeding.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like, for lack of a better description, the game has changed, and they're just using whatever.
The game has changed a lot. I do rescue as well, and I pick up these American bullies off the street. I pick up your everyday average Joe Pitbull, you know. I see what they're using, the King Corsos and the Mastiffs and then the little Pitbulls, and how they're breeding all these different lines of dogs to get these fighting dogs, and then they work them out. I mean, a bodybuilder doesn't have to go through what these pit bulls go through. Keeping them on a treadmill for so long and making them pull weights and making them, I mean, now a pit bull, one of their favorite things to do, for some reason, they like to pull and hang and tug on stuff. That's just natural from a pit bull. But when you get one and you're training it and it's hanging from a tire in your backyard and you're swinging it around, it's no longer fun. You're doing that to make that dog powerful and stronger. The things that they feed them, it takes a sick individual to think all this up.
Yeah.
To do this on a daily basis.
That, and with the, you know, the physical conditioning and the whatever supplements, whatever that they may be giving him. And also, I think, really very so much in encouraging said behaviors into dogs, I think, which is probably is the biggest thing. If you can condition a dog mentally, it doesn't matter. You know, there's this saying, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog.
Exactly.
You know, the conditioning is a big part of that. Now, has anyone in your organization, or anyone that you know of, actually made calls to law enforcement and going, hey, could you look into this? Has anybody made contact with law enforcement?
We do. Our rescue works side by side with the dog warden. We actually have a case right now that is going to be going to grand jury on September the 18th. There was a lady here in my hometown of Middletown, Ohio, and we are calling it the Oxford State 4. Because these were backyard breeders. They were breeding these dogs and selling them, and who knows where the dogs were going. But this, in particular story, this lady had been breeding these dogs,
I'm sorry, Michelle. I hate to interrupt you on that. I was meaning more specifically with Marcus, the Marcus Vick. The things and that sort of thing. Has anybody contacted law enforcement regarding your concerns about what's being put out there on social media?
No, I have to say no, I haven't contacted any law enforcement on my behalf of it. I haven't really put a lot of work in behind following this story other than just with Diane and Lynette. I'm on the go a lot, and like I said, I'm doing the dog rescue, so no, I have not contacted any law enforcement for this particular site.
Okay.
But I'm sure somebody
If anybody
has.
Out there, yeah, I would hope so. You know, look them up, advocates, and let us know what your thoughts are. I mean, these, you know, like you know, we're saying there's nothing proven here, but you know, from you know some of the discussions that I've had with people about this and what's going on there in the social media, it really kind of makes me wonder, is he still in the game? Maybe he's not. You know, attending a game, attending a dog fight, I mean, dog fighting is a felony in all 50 states now.
Yep.
Attending a fight is only a felony in a few states, and I'm wondering, is he supplying dogs? Inquiring minds want
to
know. It's a question. Is he supplying these dogs? Is he attending these fights? I'm with you, Michelle. It's just like it just really seems like. But we got to get that proof, advocates. You know, like you say, it's just you know, it's just very very suspect. Advocates, what do you think? Chime in, please call us. We can't do this without you. 929-477-2860. We're down to the last. We got about 7.5 minutes left on the clock. We've got a little bit of what we call overtime, where we can kind of wind down, gather some final thoughts on this whole thing. Because this, you know, do you have Michelle Marcus Vick's Facebook website handy? Could you put that out to the listeners? Could you look that up and maybe give us put that out there so people get to the right page so they can actually. See there what we're talking about here tonight.
Diane, do you have
yeah,
that
actually,
handy?
When you no, I know there's like 4 or 5 Marcus Vicks listed when you try to pull them up.
Yeah, I'm gonna look here too. There he is. There's that motherfucker. Told you there wasn't any pictures here. Advocates, you're going to see a cover photo, which is blacked out, and your profile pic is Michael and Marcus Vick. And, of course, you'll scroll down. You'll see this very massive bully. I can't even read what the other one of them is, Raven. He's very, very large. I call him lowriders.
Yeah,
very
I
muscular
call him
dogs on his site. So, advocates, if you want to check this out, we really want to hear from you. Facebook.com/Marcus.Vick. Facebook.com/Marcus.Vick. And you're going to see it's an open page. It's an open page.
Yes, it
and,
is.
You know, just that's kind of like I'm Marcus Vick's brother, and I want to be I'm Mike Vick's brother, and I want to be everybody's friend. So I'm just going to open my page and ride on my brother's coattails. And sorry,
now,
Marcus,
see,
I don't
one
think
that
those
I,
are the coattails. Yeah, those aren't
the
coattails
that I
want to ride on, Marcus.
The page that I have pulled up right now, it is asking for a friend request. It's not private. But you can access
yeah.
it and see everything on it. And if you look at the very first post, it was Richard Rivers, is that what that says? I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah, he posted yesterday.
Yeah, the dog there on the bottom, the little black shorty. If you remember Diane, I had one of those in my rescue. It almost looked identical to that little guy. And it's so sad when you see them because their faces is all scarred up and they've just been put through so much hell that was just uncalled for. Just for somebody else's thrill.
Yeah.
And the
hey, Joe.
I mean, if you just look at his page and look at all the stuff on there, I mean, he's not these dogs don't live long enough that somebody would want to breed this line of dog. They're great dogs, but when you go as far as they're going to breed to get this kind of dog, I mean, they're deformed. Their front legs are deformed. It's cruel. Any way you look at it, whether they're fighting them or not, just coming up with this breed and to make it built that way is not right.
Yeah, they're giving them, you can tell, I don't have it right here in front of me, but they do talk about supplements and steroid use and stuff like that.
A lot of the Bully Max, that's a big popular supplement that people give their dogs when they're working them out. It builds muscle.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, have you got any thoughts on what we're talking about tonight, my man?
I just think it's messed up.
Yeah, that about sums it up, my friend. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, we could really, it's just not Marcus advocates. It's all these sons of bitches out there doing this across North America, around the world. And Michelle,
he has almost 3,000 followers.
We had a dog quite ring just across the valley from us out here that we broke up by calling animal control. I mean, it happens everywhere.
Don't think you're immune, advocates. If you're in the city, if you're rural, it's going on somewhere.
And you know what? It doesn't have to be in the rural areas. I mean, it could be in a neighborhood in somebody's garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep your eyes out, advocates. Like the saying goes, if you see something, say something. You know, it's you can't let these guys put fear into you. You can't let these guys run your neighborhoods. You can't let them run your cities and your towns.
And our dogs.
Okay,
they're burning our dogs.
it's these guys that I can't even think about what I'm going to say because of just what goes on with these, with the girl we had from Stockton and the short time that we had with her. Ignore the 60 seconds. You guys, I know if you're listening, you can't hear this, but you get down the wire. And this girl, Hope, and I've told the story before, I'm going to be very brief. She did not have it in her. She was the sweetest, gentlest, never barked, never shit on my floor, never pissed on my floor dog. You told her to do something one time. I told her to sit at a street corner one time, and she learned it. Everybody else, I would walk five at a time, and to four, I would have to go sit, 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 sit. Hope would sit, and she would look at me like, is that what I'm supposed to do? I said, yes, baby, that's what you're supposed to do. And ignore the 10 seconds. And Michelle, Joe, Diane, Carol, I know you're listening. Hi, thanks for calling. I don't know what this 1111 is. there's a call here. But let me tell you, Hope was pit bull to the bone. These are the smartest fucking dogs in the world, advocates. They can do anything any other dog can do, and they can do it better. And this looks like a blocked number, but I'm going to take it anyway. You're on the Pit Bull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Mike from Singapore. How are you guys?
I'm sorry. I didn't get that.
Mike from Singapore. How are you, everybody?
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Mike.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's on your mind, Mike? Did I get the name correct?
Yes. Let me do something here to my sound. Okay, you should hear me much better right now. Anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, the pit bulls are, they are very nice dogs, and they're very cute, and... You know, they may look ugly sometimes, but they're cute, actually. And yes,
yeah,
they can really do everything that you ask them to do. It's like a police dog, pretty much. It's like a, one of those police dogs that they carry all the time in their cars in Singapore. Or elsewhere, same thing. But, the pit bull is one of the cutest and nicest. And personally, I am just get mad when in many other countries they kill the dogs because they say dogs are there.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Singapore.
Singapore, no,
Singapore.
Wow. We've never got a call from Singapore. Welcome to the show, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, we are almost close to the 12 noon next day from you guys. We are August 27th right now, Monday. But yeah,
all right.
We have almost a lot of about 15 hours ahead of you, almost like that.
Okay.
So anyway. But it depends where you are, of course. But anyway, But in many countries they kill the dogs. What we can do to bring it to the attention of the, maybe organizations or some kind of their respective countries, although they're doing, but sometimes still is not enough. How can we do? Because in many Middle East countries, they call the dog as dirty, or najis, they call it. It means dirty. So you cannot bring it home, or if you have it, they have it in very secretly. Let's put it that way, because otherwise their neighbors, they report them to the moral police and etc., and then they can take the dog away and also find the person, and it would be a mess for everybody. So in those situations, what we can help with them to align our forces. So they don't let them to kill their dogs over there in Middle East or other countries, Indonesia especially.
Well, the big thing that's going to help
how
these are done.
Mike.
Go ahead, Joe.
The main thing that's going to help on this dogs on the question that you're answering is always in the public eye, how these dogs are viewed in a positive way over the negative way that is on their media. And over here on the West Coast, I got to say, a lot of our police departments are stepping up and starting to use pit bulls as canine dogs, and I think that's going to boost it a lot. That says a lot that the police department trusts them enough to use them as a canine service.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I didn't know that.
You know
you
what,
had a question?
Guys? In all reality, I have – that's what I've got, all pit bulls, and all my pit bulls are rescues. But the pit bull that these guys are using in fighting the pit bulls that the police is using for police dogs.
Right.
They're not the same pit bull.
No, they're your home variety pit bulls that you typically see walking down the street. That's what a lot of them are doing, is going to the shelters and pulling dogs on youth lists that have the intelligence for it.
They're extremely smart. I mean, these dogs, a regular pit bull is like a person. They're so smart. They really are. They're smarter than most people I know. But with what we're talking about with the Michael Vick and Marcus Vick and all that, those pit bulls are special breed of a pit bull. I mean, they're bullies. They're not pit bulls. And that's where our pit bulls are getting such bad names and such bad reputation, is because you do have these guys that are breeding these dogs for this fighting. And it's not your everyday pit bull that, like, I have five laying in my kitchen right now. These are not the same pit bull. You can hold them up a picture, and they're not the same dog. And that's what we need to make people aware of. And the dogs that they're breeding, yes, they're cute, they're lovable, but they're doing them an injustice by breeding them the way they are, because they're breeding them and they're deformed. Their legs is bowed out. They can't breathe. They can't hardly run because their nose is so short. They can't get no air. And that's the pit bulls that they're breeding to fight like this. These aren't our pit bulls. And these aren't the pit bulls that they're using in the police force and to sniff out bombs and all that stuff.
Well, and not only that, but a lot of times they're breeding for that ill temperament too.
Yeah. Well, let's keep in mind, go ahead and repeat that, Joe.
I said, and a lot of times they're breeding for ill temperament too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But size is a big part of it.
Yeah, but let's keep in mind, and I know everybody here is going to agree that these dogs can be rehabilitated. They can be placed, as has been proven with some of the dogs that came from Bad News Kennels and Mike Vick. So, but you are correct. They are doing these dogs an injustice. They're doing responsible owners like yourselves and myself an injustice, and we get lumped into that because you got one son of a bitch, some motherfucker out there that wants to do these things to these dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we do this show. That's why we do this show. Hey, Mike, are you still with us?
Yeah. Especially, you know, when they give them Latuda give them Prozac, and then that, you know, the pit bull, of course, go crazy, and then they have a bad name for them. Matter of fact, they're very smart, and, you know, they are very friendly, and they're very quick learners, and, you know, yes, as you said, one son of SOB try to do a bad thing to the dog, and then the name of the dog now is on the hot list. If you have a pit bull, everybody is scared from you, or you have to have $1 million insurance liability on it, you know, or et cetera, just in case, you know. But again, they come, or when you are not home, when they are on the yard, etc., you know, they may put, you know, as some kind of, you know, pills or something in it, and that dog chew it, and then go crazy, and etc., and then that's how we have seen a lot of pit bulls attack tear apart other, you know, people who came.
There actually has been cases where they fed them gunpowder.
Hey,
wow.
Guys, we're down
Mike,
to the last.
I
we're down
have
to
a
last.
Question
hey, guys,
for you, Mike. Yeah.
You got make it real quick because we're down to the last 5 minutes here. Okay.
I just wanted to ask him since he's from Singapore, is fighting dogs is it a big thing there?
They have a canine here in Singapore, not yet pit bull. But yeah, we see a lot of pit bulls from the embassies staff or embassies, people. They carry a lot of pit bulls in Singapore.
Yeah.
Hey guys. Hey Mike. Do you know where our Facebook page is?
I think you have it in your show, right? Or if not, go ahead, give it to me, please.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/ the Pitbull Advocate. I want you to send me a message, and I'd really like to talk to you a little bit more.
Okay.
We might,
I will
like to have
see
you,
if
I'd like
because
to have
we are
you,
busy I'm, here. Yeah, it's true,
okay.
sure, because we are here super busy with they call us foreign workers here, you know,
okay.
in Singapore. So, I mean,
okay.
yeah, if I have time, I would certainly do that. No problem.
Oh, okay, I appreciate that. And thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for letting me to be with you guys. Thank you a lot. Thanks
All
a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike.
Diane, Michelle, Joe.
Good.
What's that, Mike?
Yes.
All right, guys. Hey, this has been the Pitbull Advocate. My name is Dogfather. Thank you, Joe Frazier, Diane.
People see me walking down the street.
Michelle.
They all run and hide.
The Wednesday night.
I used to take it personally, not take it in stride. I got nothing against no one. I wouldn't hurt a fly. But people seem to think I'm mean, and here's why. Here's why. Didn't do that, no.